not sure what Colin has set up on, like, the CNC machine or anything, if that's anything still active. There used to be a last herd on that machine, but that might be gone now that he's not around anymore. But I know with the semen machines, there's the last herd page that Fred just got back working this summer and or fall, I think, or spring it was, or something like that. But if you look at that page, you can look and see, it'll give you the RSSI that you're getting a repeater at, and you know, the less is better, so the negative number, so you know, the higher the, or the lower the number, the better, so, but the other way to look at it is the bit error rate, the BERR, I think it is, that will tell you how, if you're losing packets, so if you transmit and it goes out and your bit error rate is zero, that means everything went into the repeater. And then, of course, you know, if somebody comes back to you, you can hear what the repeater sounds like to your radio. But yeah, as far as the semen machines, go to that last herd, look at your RSSI and your bit error rate.
Connected to CMN Network.
And WHRG. I have seen that page, and I have used it quite as frequently. It is pretty darn close there. Let me ask you this other question. Now, I kind of, well, with this past couple years, I found out that my Baofeng GM32 is capable of work a couple weeks ago. Capable of APRS. And I sent an email off, response back from Fred for the gaming group that he made. Colin, CMC, to ask him about that. Haven't had a response back. But let me ask you this. If I were beaconing, is it kind of, I guess you'd put it, rude or selfish? If I want to get, like, a better